Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
I'm Dr. Laura Murillo, President CEO of the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. We're happy to have another one of our Houston legends joining us today, none other than Pat Oxford. He's going to tell us a little bit about his career in the law, but also his life here in Houston. Welcome. Thanks for joining us, Pat.
Laura, I'm glad to be included. Thank you.
Well, you've been a great friend to the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce and to me personally. And so as we looked at names of people who've had an impact here in Houston, yours was certainly one of them.
Well, yeah, I'm honored that you saw it that way.
Well, I know that you are a graduate of the University of Texas, have great ties there. You've been with Braceful and Giuliani for, what, 50 years, maybe
it's
more?
It's Braceful now. Yeah. You have a good memory. 51 years.
51 years.
And you started very young.
Yes, obviously so. Father of two daughters and very involved with the Greater Houston Partnership, et cetera, et cetera. So let's get started with your time growing up in Beaumont. For folks that may not know, that you came from Beaumont and eventually made it to the big city, right?
I did. Beaumont, Texas, of course, Laura, is over in the southeast corner.
Yeah.
Much like Houston, in a different way, it's based on the oil business. The largest oil field in the world at the time was discovered there at the turn of the last century. And Beaumont has also been a shipping port. Mm-hmm. I had what for the 50s was a very traditional time, being raised in the 50s, went to Catholic schools there and played baseball and football and all that mm-hmm. folks did in those days, and went off to the University of Texas for undergraduate school when I was 18, and then went on to law school from there. Mm-hmm. At that time, Houston seemed like a wonderful place to come, and it was. And I came down, the Braceful boys hired me mm-hmm. at the firm was then called Braceful and Patterson. Was hired then, and I've been there ever since.
Yeah. Now, did you know, it sounds like you knew all along that you would become an attorney.
I did not, and I'm not sure anybody really does what they really want to do. I sort of backed into it in the sense that when I got to undergraduate school, my brother had gone on to be a lawyer, so I had a look at it. Some of my friends were going. Mm-hmm. I wasn't sure in those days what a lawyer did. Mm-hmm. I didn't have a really practicing lawyer in the family, mm-hmm. or certainly not in a firm, and the firms were smaller. Mm-hmm. But it turned out to be a great thing for me happiness-wise. I've thoroughly enjoyed practicing law, and I think that's probably because I was practicing law in Houston, Texas. Yeah. I've loved being here, and it's
home.
Provided for a great career.
Yeah, it's home for you.
Sure is.
So, talking about Beaumont, tell me a little bit about your parents. What did they do?
Well, they were, my father was in the lumber business, as was his father before him. Mother was, the phrase was not in use then, but she was a stay-at-home mom. She had the five of us. I was the third of five.
Okay.
And so she was, as moms were in those days, she was kind of kept us going. And in a small town, carpooling isn't a big deal, but riding bikes is. And she just kept up with us all. And she had a wide spread of children. I have I have a little brother who's 14 years younger than I am. So she was dealing with kids the whole time I was there in Beaumont with her and my dad.
Yeah. So you graduate from the University of Texas. You went straight to law school?
I did.
Uh-huh. And was there ever any thought of staying in Austin, or did you know you'd come back to this area?
No, actually, I loved Austin. But after 7 years there, Laura, you're ready to leave, or at least I was. I think most people are. I remember actually driving out of Austin after my last test there. I took the bar there as well. Mm-hmm. And I saw the tower, the Austin at the University of Texas, in my rearview mirror, and I kept on trucking. kept on trucking down to Houston.
Yeah. And so you've been here ever since.
Ever since.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk a little bit about your role here in the Houston area. You've had many different roles in the law firm, and tell us a little bit about your current role there.
Well, let me start with saying I love Houston, and it's always been given me great pleasure to be able to participate in various things over the years, in addition to the law firm, because when you're a youngster, the law practice does take all of your time. Mm-hmm. But as you got older and maybe were able to manage others, I actually was on the board of the Houston Ballet for some years. Mm-hmm. I met you through the Greater Houston Partnership, which I think most people watching would know is sort of our Chamber of Commerce here, our soon become Junior Chamber of Commerce behind the Hispanic Chamber with your hard work over there. And we've worked together, as folks need to know. So I was there, and when I became managing partner of the law firm in the law business, the managing partner is really the CEO of the firm.
Yes.
I got involved, very heavily involved in the Greater Houston Partnership. Mm-hmm. And then for various reasons, primarily because I begged him, the then Governor George Bush put me on the Board of Regents of the University of Texas system.
Yes.
And I became very interested in health affairs on that University of Texas system. People may not know, has six major medical institutions, two of which are here. And got involved in health affairs. So when I finished my tour on the Board of Regents, I moved over to Texas Medical Center, Inc., which you know owns all the land underneath the medical center. And I've been very involved there for many years since then.
Pat Oxford, a great friend of the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce and very involved in our community, is talking to us a little bit about his role at the Greater Houston Partnership, which we all know. And the Chamber of Commerce has been very engaged since Pat's time there and with many others involved in the Greater Houston Partnership. So let's fast forward to that time of your role with the Greater Houston Partnership. That's a lot of work.
It's
a lot of work. It's a lot of time. There's a lot of phone calls, big priorities. How are you able to balance that in the firm business?
Well, let me distinguish between a couple of things that the partnership does, one of which is I call it sales for Houston, that trying to attract businesses here, trying to create a business climate, a climate that is attracts business here.
Yes.
But I've always presented at the partnership, my role there is that good public policy is the best thing we can do to attract business here. Mm-hmm. So I've been very involved in the partnership's involvement in the formation of public policy, not only here in Houston, mm-hmm. the city and with the county, but also statewide. Mm-hmm. Because of other experiences I've had, I have a lot of relationships in the Texas political community. Mm-hmm. And I've spent a lot of time on that, mm-hmm. And the getting people here and talking to them about Houston and how they can help us. As we're speaking today, you know that we have some major issues with Austin and Washington, all going all the way back really to Hurricane Ike, but certainly involving the hurricane since Harvey and others. So I spend a lot of time in my partnership on public policy matters. That fits with the firm, what the firm does, because you have a chance to visit both in your work with the Greater Houston Partnership and at the Texas Medical Center with other leaders, their business leaders, and you have client relationships with many of them.
Right.
So you're right, I am busy, no busier, probably not even as busy as you are, Laura. Your work ethic is legendary, but I think that It's rewarding. It's fun. And I love Houston, and I'm able to help it in a minor way, and yeah. I love it.
Well, speaking of public policy, can you name one particular piece of legislation that you are proudest of, that you were affiliated with?
Well, that's, I don't want to indicate that I deserve any pride as if I was the lead person
on
it.
No, but you were part of it, and it was impactful, I'm sure.
The Texas legislature, Laura, as you know as well as I do, which meets every other year, particularly during these times, seem to wander off on topics which don't seem to be directly related to the future of Texas business or Texas. Social issues, which are, I assume, a matter of passion to some people, are, in my humble view, irrelevant to what we're trying to do business-wise, as you and I are trying to do. So I think helping to keep the state legislature, both the House and the Senate, focused on what they should be focused on is something I think I've made a minor contribution to. Because businessmen, they really don't want to deal necessarily with the intricacies of the Texas legislature. But when explained to them that these folks are going off on these social issues and not dealing with things which are so critical now, which you know, is funding education properly,
yes,
particularly pre-K, and other issues that businesses have. So Texas can compete nationally and internationally for business. Mm-hmm. I would say that I've enjoyed that more than any other. I also was heavily involved in the city finances in the way that we have a wonderful man on the Greater Houston Partnership, Guy Watts, who was heavily involved in helping Houston solve the pension issue. And Mark Watts took the lead, and I was able to help him on that. So that kind of thing, where you feel like you really have helped move the ball forward for Houston.
Well, and as you mentioned, keeping our legislators focused on what's important. We can't talk about public policy and bringing business to Houston without talking about education. You mentioned it. I know that all of us are trying, the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce has met with the Greater Houston Partnership to try to make sure we stay on the same, track when it relates to that. If there is a silver bullet, what is it for HISD in your opinion?
Well, as far as Houston Independent School is concerned, this is my opinion, not necessarily that of the Greater Houston Partnership. It's worked itself into an organizational structure which does not work. Mm-hmm. People seem to be concerned, which are not, I'm not saying to mean, the jobs that the people working for how much they get paid, and their eye sometimes gets off of what education is about, and that's our young people.
Yes.
And getting people refocused on the young people, what's the best way to teach them? Mm-hmm. We have, as you well know, we have our diversity, Houston's diversity is shown up more brightly with our young people, where they're coming from different parts of different economic backgrounds and different parental interests. And so education in Houston, to be a little bit grand but accurate, our future depends on solving this issue. We can't continue to go forward and continue to attract all of our talent from outside of the state. Mm-hmm. We need to make sure our schools are turning out top young people for colleges, not only Texas colleges, but colleges all over the United States. And I think we're making progress on that. I know that the Hispanic Chamber has been a huge help to us on that, of course.
Well, we'll keep working together on that and so much more, Pat.
I'd look forward to that.
Thank you so much. And on behalf of the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, thank you for joining us as we recognize Pat Oxford as one of our Houston legends.
Thank you so much, Laura. Appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.